Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking newspaper. This is edition number 1905, recorded on Thursday, the 5th of May, 2016. Call us on 01603 765365. That's 765365. With your news, views and comments, we always like hearing from you. This part of Chatterbox is read by
Carol Lomax
and Brian Clark. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature which this week joins a bus tour of Norwich.
We start this week with three views from Norwich on the wider refugee crisis. There is a wrangle between council bosses and the government over the costs of settling 50 Syrian refugees in Norfolk. A Norwich doctor tells of the heartbreaking sight she saw while volunteering with refugees at the jungle in Calais. And a 91-year-old Norwich author tells of his disappointment with the House of Commons vote on refugees. First, the dispute over settling refugees in Norfolk.
A wrangle over the financial impact of Norfolk taking in 50 Syrian refugees has led to delays in resettlement, with council bosses and the government at loggerheads over the cost of support. The government has agreed to take in 20,000 refugees over the next 5 years from the Syrian civil war, described as Europe's biggest refugee crisis since the Second World War. Norfolk County Council has agreed that, in principle, the county could take 50 refugees, with Norwich City Council and Broadland District Council making a commitment to house them in the Greater Norwich area. But funding for specialised services remain the major sticking points. County Hall leader George Nobbs said the Home Office had so far refused to meet the costs, which council in Norfolk said were needed to provide the specialist support servicing the refugees would need. And papers were being drawn up so councillors can decide what to do, which could ultimately see them decide to pull out of the offer to take refugees. Mr. Nobbs said, "This will ultimately be a decision for the full council. We would be failing in our duty if we did not try to get the government to agree to what we feel the real cost will be. The government does not seem to be showing any sense of urgency whatsoever."
A Norwich doctor has told of the heartbreaking sight she saw while volunteering at the jungle refugee camp in Calais. Emily Player, 30, who lives in the Golden Triangle, said she was moved to help after seeing news reports highlighting the current refugee crisis as the worst since the Second World War. Dr. Player gave up a week of her own time while on annual leave from her job at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and funded the visit herself. She made contact with a local women's and children's centre, and after an induction talk, she joined other volunteers in caravans around the site to offer basic first aid and to triage patients to the medical centre. The former UEA student could not practice as a doctor while in France, as she did not have the necessary documentation, but could help those with minor cuts and bruises, such as wounds caused by getting on and off lorries, and from those who encountered brutality. "There are children there without any adult supervision, and it's just an hour away from London," she said. "It's just quite shocking. I hope at least by telling people about it, they're aware of the situation, and if they want to help, they would be able to."
He is only alive today thanks to the generosity of a British government who gave him shelter from Nazi persecution at the outbreak of the Second World War. 91-year-old Joe Sterling, born Gunter Stern, has said he is disappointed at the House of Commons vote to refuse a home to 3,000 Syrian child refugees stranded throughout Northern Europe. "I understand the economic difficulties of taking youngsters into the country, but if somebody had not done that for me, I would not be alive today," he said. This week, the government performed a U-turn on its stance and will allow an undetermined number of unaccompanied child refugees into Britain following consultation with local councils. At 14 years old on 1939, Mr. Sterling made an attempt to reach the shores of Britain, eventually securing passage on the Kinder transport. His father, a German hero from the First World War, along with his mother, perished at Sobibor death camp due to their Jewish heritage. My heart and thoughts are all with those children, added Mr. Sterling, who now lives in the Golden Triangle. Everybody has their limits, but these children are still in danger areas after attempting to escape. It is a very sad situation for them indeed. The children stuck in Italy or Greece at the moment who need to get to Northern Europe are in the same situation I was. There are people in Britain who have offered to help these children. In our community of Norwich, there are people declaring their willingness to help them, but I am not aware the government is taking any account of these people's offers. They may just be saying, our main principle is to get people away from Syria itself, when people who are stuck halfway are even more desperate than those stuck with their parents.
A garden for all seasons has been opened to celebrate the centenary of Stuart Court in Norwich. The almshouses in Recorder Road were built in 1915 in memory of James Stuart, who became managing director of Coleman's in 1890. Mr. Stuart, who was married to Laura Coleman, was a Privy Councillor who also served as an MP in London and was a Fellow of Trinity College, Cambridge. He died at Carrow Abbey in 1913. Mr. Stuart and his wife were philanthropists who were involved in many good works, leading his sisters-in-law, Ethel Mary Coleman and Helen Mary Coleman, to found the Stuart Court Memorial Trust in tribute to him after he died. It was dedicated in perpetuity for charitable purposes as almshouses for the deserving poor, in the words of the original deed of foundation. The building was entrusted to the Norwich Housing Society in 1996 and is now used by the charity as housing for the over-60s. To celebrate the centenary of Stuart Court, a project was launched to improve the garden for residents to enjoy. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, blessed the garden before the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Brenda Arthur, cut the ribbon to officially open it.
Spending mealtimes together and making eating interactive could improve the quality of life for people with dementia, Norwich researchers believe. Findings published from the University of East Anglia reveal that eating family-style dinners with caregivers, playing music and engaging with multisensory exercises during meals could improve nutrition and hydration for people with the condition. During the study, funded by National Institute for Health Research, NIHR, Fellowship Award, the team reviewed research from around the world and assessed the effectiveness of 56 so-called interventions, which aim to improve food and drink intake for more than 2,200 people with dementia. Among the interventions were changing the colour of the plate, increasing exercise, and doing Tai Chi, singing and playing music, creating a homely atmosphere, and boosting the social side of dining. Land researcher Dr. Lee Hopper of UEA's Norwich Medical School said, "The risk of dehydration and malnutrition are high in older people, but even higher in those with dementia." The research involved bodies such as Age UK Norfolk, Norse Care, the University of Hertfordshire, Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, and King's College Hospital NHS Foundation Trust.